We're here today on this Sunday to trust God because He sent us the Holy Ghost who makes the difference. And we praise God for His Son. We praise God for the Word. We praise God for His wonderful Spirit. We praise God for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. And Father, we're believing in You and You alone that You're going to touch Brother Freedom, that You're going to touch him deep within his spirit, and that a message from heaven will come forth. And Lord, that we're believing right now for the people. Lord, there's many needy people for You, sir, lady, boy or girl who's listening, that Jesus will touch you now through this message and by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, my Satara, Pila, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come a Satara, Satara. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come a Satara, Mokwila, Hila, Kila, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Andara, Mashallah, hallelujah. Oh, come a see, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you because, oh, it's getting so tough anymore to live. Trying time to truly hear. And Father, hallelujah, come us. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Just pray, give me the utterance to say, give me the word to speak, if thou will be pleased. In Jesus' name, amen. That we might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase the knowledge of God. You know, I was thinking about that our lives, that should be our number one goal, is just to please Him. And to say, if God be for us, who can be against us? But we really need to try to please God, our Heavenly Father. And that's done through Jesus Christ, also, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that seems right, but I believe that we have to learn to try to please the Lord every day. What is thy will, O Lord? What do you want me to do today? Father, help me this day because I'm struggling. I'm having a hard road. I don't have that energy that I need. I don't have that vitality I have in you this day. I don't have the know-how. I don't have the understanding. I don't have that gift from heaven this day. Lord, fortify me, bless me, and anoint me with thy great power. Father, let Your light shine on me just for a second that I can do the things of Your will, Father. Let me to please You this day. Lord, the way I think, what I desire, all my cares, that I please You, that my moments of rest are still pleasing You. In the times when I'm not feeling good, I need to please You. Lord, we just praise You for this day because You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. We have to learn to please You in even how we pray, because we don't know how to pray for as we ought. But that's why we need the education, the help of the Holy Ghost, because it says we know not to pray for as we ought, but He makes intercession with groaning that cannot be uttered. He's our help. He's our waymaker. He's our support. He's the one that helps us even into our thinking. Whatever we do is our motives, our everything is by Him. You know, I was thinking the other day, even our thinking, we need to think about the things of God. The Bible says, think on the things that are good. We're to think upon things that are just. Because God is just. His will is above every will. And He knows so much that we don't know that unless we go God's way, we're living in a handicapped manner. I believe we can be just like a crippled person. I know what it means to be crippled. Since I had a stroke, I have a hard time getting around, and I have a hard time. I used to didn't have that hard time, but I have a hard time. In that God has a, that's what we get when we're in ourselves. We're like a crippled person, a lame person that really doesn't have it. And God wants to help us in all of our ways. that He might be the center of our life, might walk under the Lord with all pleasing, and not all pleasing, but that we're fruitful in every good work. And the good works is the things that are good. I strive to do the will of my God. I want to walk in His obedience. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. I want that liberty. That liberty in God without the invading power of the enemy. I want to have that freedom of God's glory. This morning, with the glory of cloud around us, we want His presence there. Because where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And we need the liberty this day to walk in a place that God cannot be pleasing in what we're doing for Him. We realize that we're oracles in this world, that we're to, I believe that we, there's only one thing that we, mankind has come, is to serve as God. In that lifetime that we have, some of us will choose to serve Him, and some of us will choose not to serve Him. But I want to serve Him all the time. All mankind, we have a tendency of failing at times. But as long as we catch it back up, I believe God is mindful of that. He knows that. And that's part of our growing. It's like shifting gears in a big truck. You have to try to catch that higher gear. Sometimes in doing that, we fail. We have to seek God. We have to remember He orders our steps. Our steps are ordered by Him. He delighteth in our way, and though we shall fall, we shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth up with His mighty hand. He's there to bring us in a place of positive direction from heaven. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. If you get out here and your desire is to live for God, God's going to meet you. He's going to bless you. Because He knows you're doing this. But when it doesn't work so good is when you get out here and you try to do it your way, you're actually trying to outdo God. That's what it looks like. Many a times we want to preach without God's help. We want to all these things without His help, without His supervision. And His supervision is very special. I learned as a caterpillar mechanic that He knew things about a piece of cat equipment that I didn't even know. And yet God took time in this world to be there to help me. And look how many people has got all the world. But God's just that way. He can do it. And He don't complain about helping you. He wants to help you. He wants you to lean not in your own understanding, but all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. He wants to encourage you to when you be walking in all pleasing to the day that you go into heaven. But our purpose should be pleasing our God. Pleasing my wonderful Lord. Oh, my wonderful Jesus that made it possible that I could be delivered from darkness, that I could have that deliverance of eternal life, the glorious power of God, and to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's all through God's love for His Son, through His Son giving Himself, that Jesus made it possible that we can have a friend here on this earth while we're living, and while Jesus is making intercession with us in heaven, that if there's one here that helps us, greater is He that's within us than He is in the world. In that, you please God, you serve God, you're with gladness, with a heart of thanksgiving, thanking Him and praising Him because He is the God of all God. Look how He does. Look how He made this earth. How beautiful it is. All of the trees, all the things. And even, I guess, makes the heat. I don't care for the heat anymore, but He makes it to fall upon the just and the unjust. And that's why we're living a time when things are going to be happening because we're to get the message. But some folks don't seem to get the message. His coming is soon. And we're to be looking for that coming. That's what pleases God. We're to be shunning the very presence of evil. We're to seek higher things. And we're set our eyes on the kingdom. We lift our eyes to the hills of God, that we might have His controlling power in us to make us complete in Him. Where His Spirit is, there is great power, there's great liberty, there's anointing. The knowing of God breaks the yoke. It'll set the captive free. It'll set us on fire from heaven to the very crown of our head, the very sole of our feet. Where His Spirit is, there is great emphasis of God's, what God's made of. And we need to take on a little of God for us every day that we might walk properly and higher and a calling that our direction is always to please my God. I'm always pleasing Him and everything that I do, my thoughts. You know, we ask forgiveness. A lot of times we say, well, didn't think I did. Well, the thing is, you please God when you ask, when you take the humble way, that's showing you're humbling yourself before the mighty hand of God that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking favor, may devour whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren sin in the world. God has a pathway that's higher than we can imagine. And we need to seek that pathway continually. It's not, you can't do what I did 10 years ago, don't count. What you did yesterday, don't count. It's what I'm doing now. We gotta continually do that every day. We gotta make a new step every day. I'm gonna take this day by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ and I'll please Him. Oh, glory to God. The glory will be on. The glory cloud will be on. The inheritance of God the Father, God the Son, and the gift of eternal life shall be a vision of vitality for everyone that comes. We'll serve Him with gladness that we might walk in His counsel. He even gives His angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We need to have that pleasing God. I wish to please You, Lord, today. I want to walk where You have me to walk. I want to talk where You have me to talk. I want to think what You have me to think. And I want to be faithful to You because You are God of all. God is forever faithful. And we must learn to be faithful in pleasing God. We must be faithful in hearing the Word, receiving the Word, doing the Word, casting all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. David said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Oh, Lord, the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all of my needs according to riches which are in glory. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, glory to God. Oh, what the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty, there's power, there's anointing. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to take on a joy that we please God, because the joy of the Lord is what gives us that strength, that vitality to serve God with an everlasting love. Oh, glory to God, because God's coming soon and Jesus is coming back to take us home. It's all the things are coming to pass real fast. We must then have a vision to keep that vigil day and night looking for that coming, because He's coming soon. Lest we find ourselves left behind. And we find ourselves left behind, how terrible that's going to be. Oh, glory to God. We got to keep that renewing. We got to keep that faithful encounter of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I believe this. Because I believe if you try, God will give you the help. You try, and God's going to help you. But we got to at least try. I believe that's all we have to do. If we make mistakes, I know that God will forgive us. And a lot of times we can't forget it, but God's already forgotten it. And that's where we get in trouble. We try to bring those thoughts, and those thoughts cause us to fall back when we're not pleasing God. We've forgotten that God has already forgiven us, and we're fretting and thinking about what I did here 50 years ago. Well, what I did 50 years ago, it's going to take care of itself. God got a new day. This day, today is a day of salvation. And today is a day to seek God, to come in that hope, for eternal hope for heaven. The joy of the Lord is our strength, our peace, our power, our witness within us. Because we're to be a witness as long as we hear. And we witness as we express the image of Christ, the image of, of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, our whole being expresses God love. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I pray that you'll walk worthy of the Lord or be fruitful. Think about what you're doing. That you'll please God. You might say, well, I'm not serving the Lord like I do. Well, just keep trying. I want to encourage you this day to keep trying. Keep seeking God. Pray until you pray through. Seek God in a very special way. We thank you this day for all your love, what you mean to us. We love you this day. We pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. Well, I want to encourage you for that headache, that one that's down this day, for I'll heal them this day. Whatever the problem is right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you this day. Whatever the affliction is, be healed. And we claim it. We claim a healing in your whole body in Jesus' name. In your thought mind and whatever your problems is, we want to be, you receive that healing this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Brother Clint.
Father, I just want to thank you for this word of encouragement that you've directed by the power of the Holy Ghost, and also, Lord, correction, because we need course correction. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.